The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. And good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Care Services, as well as the Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare also. And say good morning to our listening audience of WTBQ.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It is great. It is great. It's always great to be here. Actually, I was lucky. This is my second time in 1 week that I've been WTBQ.
You're in heaven.
I'm in heaven. I'm doing it. Today's program, we're going to be talking about the health benefits of having a pet. And we're going to have Susan Barron, who's the president of the Warwick Humane Society. She'll be calling in and joining our show later on through the broadcast. But that's what our topic is. A&T Healthcare, we're a home healthcare agency. We have offices throughout Hudson Valley. If there's a place in Hudson Valley, we cover it. We have offices in Newburgh, Kingston. Our corporate office is in New City, New York. We have one over in Westchester, now Kisco, New York City, as well as in New Jersey.
Yes, so that's Bergen County.
Yes, and I always try to stress this, that we are not a franchise. We're a family-owned and operated organization run by nurses. A&T Healthcare, we're very honored to be broadcasting every Thursday, having you be part of your Thursday morning on Health Matters. We take it very serious. Our show, I always like to say, is not confrontational, contentious, or controversial, although when things are controversial, you always get good ratings, but we're not controversial. But we are entertaining, engaging, and we want to say very informative, as to having topics of health-related subjects. And as I said, we do accept any calls or any comments that you may want to make. The phone number is 845-651-1110. That's 845 area code 651-1110. And you can talk to us. But as I said, welcome to Health Matters on your Thursday morning. Before we get started, Dan, I really have to do a shout out to Taylor. She's been very helpful. Like Health Matters, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I don't have any production crew or anything like that that's working on
just
it.
Just me.
And a lot of times what happens is that I have this creative idea about it, and I said, this is great. But when I discussed it with Taylor said, oh, well, Peter, here would be a good guest. And a lot of times, a lot of the guests that I have, Taylor's really helped me make those kind of arrangements. And I do want to thank you because, as I said, it's always great to have a specialist or someone that's very familiar with a particular topic. And I just wanted to give that little shout out and thank her for all the help she's doing to making sure that health matters.
She does help connect you with the community.
And that's great. Yeah, I was talking before, but this is my second time I was on The Road to Liberty. I know this is radio, but the way it's written down is it's road and it's the number two to liberty. Okay, it's not two liberty. That's one of the things. But I was on with Dr. Nathan Johnson, and it really was I really enjoyed it very much. And actually, I was shameless, but at the end I said, you will be a guest on Health Matters, so we are going to work as far as arranging Dr. Nathan Johnson to come on our show. But it's always interesting that it seemed like a lot of things that Dr. Johnson was saying, and is like one of our common themes that we always try to do about health benefits, about how things can do. That's part of our theme here. We're talking about having animals and pets and stuff like that as far as helping you. The other thing I want to say is this. By the way, that's right. April 30th is Adopt a Sheltered Animal Day. National Adopt a Sheltered Animal. That's Saturday, and that was part of the theme while we had it. Also on Saturday, okay, I know that they're making a big to-do in Rockland County, but they do have it up in Orange County, is that they're talking about a National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Okay, now there's a lot of – let's go over this. I know, Ann, we had talked about this when we did medication safety, but the idea is that you don't – take your meds that are finished. You don't flush them down the toilet. That's what people have been doing, and you're supposed to return that. You should not do it. The first thing that I want to make sure people know about is that when you go through your medicine cabinet, you should not have any antibiotics there, because if you were prescribed antibiotics, you're supposed to take it till it's gone, And you don't save it for, oh, gee, the next time I have something. But also as far as like the expired meds and stuff, you really should clear that stuff out. You don't need to have it there. But I know CVS is very active in Rockland County, and I'm sure that it's the same up in Orange County. But I said just give CVS a call as to saying that. But that's what the day is as far as to be returning the meds, you know, not to flush it down the toilet.
Right. And in many counties, they have it places such as your local police department where you can dump medications, especially narcotics.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know. Like, you might have surgery or something like that, and then you may have some
leftover. You have dental surgery. You have some leftover medication. You want to get rid of it.
Although I always talk about myself, like we're talking about the antibiotics expiring. Because I have my knee replacement, I have to have antibiotics anytime I have any kind of dental procedure. So I know my dentist, he prescribes a series of antibiotics, and then he always asks me, do I need to renew it? But every year I have to get it renewed because
right. Well, that's prophylactic medication.
So you don't have it. So, all right, we do have a new class. It's just call up A&T. Go to our website and communicate. But we do have a new series of classes that are going to be given in the corporate office in New City. We also have it in Newburgh and Kingston, but the times that we have the dates that are set, but you could just find out what it is. And as I said, it takes a special person as far as working as a home health care aide or a personal care aide, and that's something that A&T can instruct. I'm the instructor, as a matter of fact, and it's something, it's a good start of a career in health care, and I just know that it would be very worthwhile. But as I said, A&T, we have our schedule set up for like the summer months, so please give us a call if you're interested in doing that.
Right. Call the New City office. They'll be able to give you information from all the branches at 845-638-4342.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's get on with today's show, today's program. We're talking about the health benefits of having a pet. Animals are so much a part of our life and our culture, we may not realize that we're getting a lot of benefits from them, okay? We're going to talk about pet therapy being utilized in hospitals, nursing homes, as well as assisted living residency. And Ann and I are going to talk a little bit about at Summit Park Hospital, because we did have pet therapy going on when we were both there. Mm-hmm. And, just like how it worked. Remind me, I had that funny story that I want to tell about when we started doing it.
I won't have to remind you. You'll remember.
But I just know that the dog that we had there, the dog's name was Doc, so I do have a funny story about that. But one of the things is that you always have to remember is that pets are a major responsibility. I don't want you to say, gee, I'm hearing all these wonderful things about pets. Let me just go and get a dog or get a cat or something like that. But it is a major responsibility, and I just want to make sure that you understand it. It's not only a responsibility, but it's a major commitment. It's not like a 2-year commitment. It could be as long as a 10 or a 15-year commitment,
right,
or something
right.
like that. But we are going to have Susan Brown, who will be calling in for the Warwick Humane Society, and she can give us some insight about adopting animals and things along those lines. Okay. Ann, could you please tell me, what are some of the health benefits of having a pet?
Health benefits of having a pet. Well, I think that pets can improve many different aspects of your health, such as your physical, mental, and emotional state. They can enhance your social skills. And also, there's been some research found that it can help prevent heart attacks.
Wow, we got to hear some more. Okay,
your risk of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. There was one thing that I was surprised at. As I said, doing all the research, and we know about it, but they're saying that it can prevent having allergies, okay? It seems a little backwards. A lot of times people I know are allergic. Oh, you have a cat in your house, you have a dog, and they start sniffling, sneezing. But apparently what they're saying is that if you have a pet, it may actually lower like a child's likelihood of developing
Because the child is exposed early in life, they could develop, a resistance to that allergy. Unlike adults who already have allergies, you might still be allergic, and you'd have to deal with that in some way.
Okay, that would be improving your stronger immune system for people that are having.
Right.
And but that I thought was like kind of like backwards, but yeah, that's how it is.
But remember, you can get pets that have a lower allergy possibility. hairless cats. Somebody came into work with a few hairless cats a couple of months ago. That was interesting. They were very loving, just like any other cat, but they don't look like what you would expect.
I'd rather be looking at the grumpy cat or something like that.
Yeah, I prefer a cat with a little fur on it.
Yeah, but it's like you feel sorry for them. You didn't know if they
they kind of look like little chihuahuas.
Yes. They don't look like cats.
But they were very sweet and loving, very, you know, special. And, of course, there are dogs as well that the hair doesn't shed. And they don't carry the same allergens, such as, I think it's poodles is one of them. And so, you know, you can... You know, there are some other pets you could have.
Okay. Well, listen to Health Matters. And when we come back, we're going to continue from a study for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on the benefits of having a pet.
ANC Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home healthcare aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. ANC Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. ANC Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric, high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. ANC Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, ANC Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
Hi, this is Austin DuBois of Bluestein Shapiro, Rich and Barone. Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for It's the Law. I'll be talking about how the law can help you. That's every Friday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
You're feeling all right here on Health Matters. Good morning. My name is Peter Fell. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. I'm joined here by my wife, Ann Fella. I hesitated there for a second.
Yeah, really?
Ooh, what's that about? Oh, boy. Okay.
Did you forget who I was?
Also, the director of patients are at A&T Healthcare. And we're having a we're talking today about, April 30th is, Adopt a Shelter Animal Day. And we're talking about the health benefits of having a pet. And we're just getting into the meat and potatoes of it. But, yeah, go ahead. Continue with that. What was that one about the, if you want to meet someone?
We're going to maybe skip over that. But I do want to say that one of the benefits, because pets are social, one of the fringe benefits of having a pet is they can be an instant icebreaker. It makes it, if you're socializing, you take your dog to the park or, you tend to talk to other people with dogs. We tend to talk to people with dogs when we're walking past, even though we don't have a dog. But
I know
one time
I got a little argument with my wife, Ann. I was looking. She said, why are you looking at that lady? I'm not looking at that lady. I'm looking at the dog. She said, stop staring at that lady. I'm like, what lady?
But actually, our daughter, who's getting married in 2 months,
okay,
met her husband, her future husband, and the common factor that they had and kind of broke the ice for them was they both have dogs, and both of their dogs are named Casey.
Wow.
One is a boy and one is a girl, but, you know.
And my sister's dog's name is Casey.
So that's his name, Casey, too.
You know when they say babies are born at a certain year, most of them are named like Dan or
I wonder
Frank
if they're all named after the same Casey. Like, I think Sarah's Casey is baseball player, maybe.
Casey Stengel? Maybe,
though Damien's a Mets fan, so I don't know.
Now, this is interesting. Like, one of the things that a lot of the information we're on health matters is that we talk about studies that were done by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They're like the gold standard as far as any research that's being done or any findings that they have. So this is a fascinating study. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institute of Health, the NIH, the other ones that test different things, have both conducted heart-related studies of people who have pets. The findings show that pet owners exhibited decreased blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels, all of which can ultimately minimize the risk of having a heart attack down the road. And for many of those who have already experienced a heart attack, research indicates that the patient with a dog or a cat tend to have better recovery rates. And these benefits are thought to be connected to the pet's tendency to help reduce or at least control their owner's overall stress level, like a tranquilling effect. You know, you always hear a cat that's purring or something like that. Mm-hmm. You hear about it and just how the dogs greet you and that sort of stuff.
Well, you know, the other benefit is dogs are like a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. You have to walk them.
Yeah.
So if you have a big dog, you know, you have to, they really need to walk and get a lot of exercise. So you're getting that exercise at the same time. As
right.
well, so
and that's part
the other
of it.
Heart benefit.
Yes, yes,
benefit.
I know that was one of the things that I when Susan calls in is that you know certain dogs require more activity and stuff
right.
like that as far as like walking and that sort of
right.
stuff. And again, you're right, and it is like a personal trainer, and you know they have to you know they have to be walked. I always know like the one dog, Romeo, who we dog sit on a regular.
One of our other dogs.
We don't have an actual dog. There's always dogs in our house,
dogs.
But they're not ours, okay? That's the whole thing. We're used like a.
We're always visiting.
What is like a kennel or something? Like when everyone goes away, but there's always.
Somebody goes on vacation, we have to watch
There's someone there, but Romeo doesn't like to go for a walk, but I remember my dog, Chelsea, a little tiny one. He always loved to go for a walk. She always loved to go for a walk, and you know,
well,
part of it.
Those are little dogs too.
Yeah, and you just have to remember what the you know the exercise is always good, and that is a very
even
good
our little Lola. She didn't care for too much exercise. She was a
right,
pug.
Right, right,
and they have certain and some dogs have certain issues. She had respiratory issues at times.
Yeah.
So. She wasn't always able to walk a long distance or be outside in the heat or,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, those
yeah.
kind of things. But she would run around the yard a little bit. And those are, like, good dogs for apartment living.
Yes, use, yes. So. You know, like the small ones. And I always remember all the times when we were talking about, like, safety in the heat and safety in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I always added, and people would thank me, Peter, thank you for saying it. But a lot of times is that if you're hot and sweating, your dog is going to be hot
Absolutely.
And sweating. And same if you're cold and freezing, it's the same with the dog. So don't forget
right.
about that. Don't just set the dog out regularly.
When you're going for that walk in the warm weather, make sure you bring water for the dog as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the kids, when they take the dogs for a walk, they always have an extra bottle of water just
yes.
for the dog.
You just shoot it in their mouth. What's that expression? You can't take a dog. You can take a horse to water. You can't make them drink.
No, but they're pretty good. You know, they actually the dog will come to the water bottle and want to drink.
Okay, but the other benefit is that it's pets are a great way to beat the blues. Okay, that we all know that they have the unconditional love and they're always there and they want to be, but they also combat the feeling of loneliness. I always remember this scene when I worked at. Montview Medical Center. I used to go for a walk, and I always remember I'd walk past this one apartment, and there was an elderly lady, and she was looking out the window at people walking by, and the dog was right by their side. I mean, like that, it was just like they were like a couple, just them looking and that sort of stuff. And it's always important as far as like with loneliness or providing companionship, they just you know, improve your overall mm-hmm. mood and well-being. And we're going to be talking about that later on in the show about how they get utilized at hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. Let's just do this one. This is a little fun one that I found. I did some research, okay? There are specific benefits for being a cat owner, okay? Do you want to do the cat owner? This is the one part that I thought was very interesting. But if you are a cat owner, you do want to know that you are smart. Ooh, this is a conflict. They're saying a study of British pet owners found that people who own cats tended to be smarter than their dog-loving counterparts, okay? Both in terms of IQ score and overall level of education.
Well,
people who own cats came out on top in the brains department. So if you have a cat, you're a very astute person. But here what they're saying
is, I wonder why.
Okay. It's not because the cat itself is making you smarter. Well, that'd be great. Okay. Then I'd have like 50 cats around me. No, but the research conducted that studies that smarter people tend to work longer hours. And since cats require less attention than dogs, they're a better choice for a busy intellectual. So that's really what it is, okay? I don't want you to think, oh, gee, you know, you're smart because you have that. Also, they're saying is that they're helping to cope, okay? Like losing a loved one is incredibly painful, but one of the best ways of coping is to own a pet. And that's what they say. Cats have been shown to people that they get over their loss more quickly. And they show less physical symptoms of pain, like crying. Okay, so those are little quiet things. I know it takes a special kind of person about that. Companionship. I know this is one of the things they talk about. Is that there's a stereotype that dogs are more affectionate than cats. It's just a stereotype. They're saying, in fact, it turns out that cats are just as good a companion as dogs, especially for women. Okay, there's a 2003 study found that having a cat in the house is the emotional equivalent of having a romantic partner. Wow. As well as initiating contact much of the time. So as if shown, cats will remember kindness shown to them and return the favor later on. So that was the other thing. I know it's heart healthy. They're saying about owning a pet is good for your heart, but cats in particular lower your stress level. And I think that's what we were talking about,
have a
calming effect, and they're able to lower, you know, your amount of anxiety that you may be having. So there's a lot of different things that we've had as far as like with the, owning a pet, the role like different kinds. But the thing to remember is that, you know, there still is that kind of work. I know like even as far as like with cats, I know that's one of the big things is that you should not be letting your cats outside. I mean, even I know that they should supposed to stay inside because there's a lot of things that are elements outside that they could put them at some particular kind of risk.
Cats are quite resilient, though, I have to say. I had a cat that disappeared one March, and after about 3 days, I'm like, well, I guess something happened. He's not coming back. And then day eight, this cat reappeared on my back doorstep, starving.
Yeah.
Dirty. And couldn't wait to get in the house, eat, and go lay down.
And then after that,
I don't know where he was,
what
happened to him, but he made his way back home, which I thought was amazing that this cat could, like, survive.
Yeah.
You know, because he was generally a house cat, though they love to try to get outside, so.
Yeah. And they also said the same thing when you touched on before, Anne, about helping your mate. Like if you're a single guy and you can't seem to get a date, get a cat, okay? So I don't want to make it sound like we're the dating channel or anything like that. But
you know, the other thing is animals, pets, dogs, cats, they help with social skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do help to build your own self-esteem, and they can help you, build up your own comfort level in social situations, which, you know, it is hard to meet people and feel comfortable. And because a cat, you know, helps your emotional state, it also then enhances your social abilities.
Right,
so
right.
You feel more confident.
Well, this is all the stuff that we're talking about, but they found that it can actually branch out, okay? What they have is they have the Therapeutic Dogs International, okay? And they talk about people, individuals that are in a nursing home as far as using what is called pet therapy. And maybe, you know, we could talk a little bit about at Summit Park. Now, we had pet therapy. Pet therapy has been around for approximately 30 years. So, Anne, I believe it's like 20 years that we were doing the pet therapy.
Right,
about 1996, we were doing it. And why don't you talk a little bit about the pet therapy that we had at
It was Summit Park. Little hard to start up, that's for sure. And we went through, should we get a dog, should we get a cat? It was right around the same time that we had opened the Alzheimer's unit as well, and which has evolved over time. But we ended up that we decided we would get a dog, and I don't really remember where they got the dog, but mm-hmm. we had to be sure.
I hope it was from an animal shelter. I don't think they bought it.
I believe it wasn't from an animal shelter.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% sure how the process went. But we had to be sure that the dog was healthy, that it was a dog that would, you know, get along with people.
Very social, was calm.
And we got this wonderful dog, and we kind of had to take our, you know, the activity staff, the therapeutic
yes.
rec staff, they're the ones that really took control of this, and they had the training to help the dog to interact with patients and what they should do. But we had a contest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who was going to name the dog.
Right.
The dog's name was Doc.
Doc. Hello, hello.
It was a nursing home, so it made sense that the dog's name would be Doc.
All right, let me tell that story before I forget. I have to tell my funny story, okay? Now, you have to laugh at this joke. Anyway, what happened was I was in my office, and then one of the Michelle's, who worked for, you know, the activities level, and she starts going, Doc, will you come over here? Doc, I'm not going to say it again. Would you come over here? Doc, come over here. So I step out of my office in a very stern voice. I said, Michelle, that is no way to be addressing our medical director in such terms, okay? Show more respect towards him. And then I realized, I'm sorry.
It was the dog. But I think the medical director would get a kick out of that.
He got a kick. He got a kick out of it.
He had a good sense of humor.
You know, there was a lot of things that I know with the survey and stuff like that because, you know, it was an animal. We had to have infection control. Right. That was my specialty. You know, make sure they were clean, about that all the shots were up to date. We had like a whole protocol. It isn't something you just go ahead and do it. But I remember when they had the survey, they were so impressed by it because some of the nursing homes, they had pet therapy. And you know what it was? They just took a dog and they walked them up and down the hallways. Whereas that's mm-hmm. what they were so impressed with, is that we had the dog that would go to the activities, would walk into the patient's room.
Right, and there would be specific plans for that dog to visit maybe someone who was not able to get out of bed.
Right, yes, yes,
to
yes.
To make a visit to their room, to spend time. And actually, you know, dogs can have a very calming, soothing approach, especially, and it can change someone's attitude.
Yeah.
You know, if
yeah.
you have someone who has, you know, dementia and they're having
yeah, they
a
were
hard
saying
time,
that. Yes, yes, yes.
Bringing the pet in, it changes the whole situation. It changes the individual. It changes the demeanor of the group, and it raises their, you know, the people's spirits and it really it helps in those situations as well.
All right, and you're listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, we're going to continue to be talking about the benefits of having a pet and how they're interacted in hospitals, nursing homes, and assisted livings. You're listening to Health Matters.
Are you an RN or an LPN, caregiver or aide, and want to be part of a first-class, full-service home health care agency? Then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342. High standards of care from pediatric to adult patients need your TLC. You are dependable, compassionate, honest, and sensitive to the needs of others. Whether you are highly skilled or wanting to learn, A&T has the finest training program in the tri-state area. And if you'd like to be part of the number one home health care agency that makes a difference every day in so many lives, then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342 today or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Alan Fernandez. Join me at the Jazz Getaway with Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and Duke Ellington and more every Sunday at 7 p.m. on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Wild Baby Love. Start your Sunday with me at 6 a.m. and Gospel Tracks. I'll give you the phone number to the Faith phone line and the address to the website. All that and much, much more right here on Gospel Tracks with yours truly, Wild Baby Love.
WTBQ.
It's a very cold morning for this time of the year with some frost around the area and freezing temperatures, but it will head up into the low 60s this afternoon. We do have areas of showers coming in later, too. Tonight, cloudy with showers down to 40. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies. There is a chance of rain. Cool with highs in the mid and upper 50s. periods of rain tomorrow night will taper off. We'll stay cloudy and in the upper 30s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny and getting into the lower 60s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
Good morning and welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feldman, the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Feldman. Hope to hear from Susan Barron shortly from the Warwick Humane Society. A&T Healthcare, a home healthcare agency. I said earlier in the show that we will be conducting classes throughout the summer months, so please give a call at A&T Healthcare, see where it is. I know we have scheduled a new city. We have it also in Newburgh as well as in Kingston. Okay, we're A&T Healthcare. Finest in home health care services. Mm-hmm. And we pride ourselves. And we're very happy to be giving Health Matters every Thursday morning. You're part of our Thursday morning. And we're having a great show. We're talking about pet therapy and stuff. And do you want to continue on that?
Well, I did. You know, you mentioned that Therapy Dogs International started about 30 years ago. And nursing homes were actually one of the first settings to say yes, we like the concept of pet therapy and having a pet in a nursing home. It's like I said before, it helps calm and soothe agitated individuals, and at the same time, it can lift your spirits, change the situation, and improve the overall feeling of being in a facility like a nursing home, assisted living, and such. Therapy dogs can elicit responses from nursing home patients who are typically withdrawn. And actually, you know, people in a nursing home, even though they have family that visit, it is isolating.
Yes,
You're limited in what you have. You have as many of your personal things that you can bring with you, but oftentimes it's in a small space, and it's, you know, you spend the majority of your day with people that either you haven't known or who are there to take care of you. And also, it can be lonely. And physically, you could – normally people in a nursing home, well, are have health issues as well. So, you know, you're not always feeling, you know, that great. So introducing a pet, a dog or such can actually help bring joy to people who feel isolated.
Right, so. Right. I know even like with home care, I mean, that's one of the big things about being discharged from the hospital. But a lot of times people can't wait to be discharged so they can see their dog.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, I've seen situations where people who in the hospital setting, you know, suddenly have a change in their health condition. They're taken to the emergency room, and now they're hospitalized for several days, and then they go to a nursing home, and what are they concerned about?
Who's taking
care of my pet, and how's my pet, and I want to see my pet. And I think that a lot of healthcare facilities are starting to open up a little bit more about the fact that it is important for people for their healing process.
Yeah, no, and that's part of it. Like having a pet, like even, you know, we said about the benefits of walking them, but even just caring for them, grooming them, that's all very part as far as improving the self-esteem. I have to share this story. I'm on the board of Meals on Wheels, and what they found is that when they were delivering the meals, is that the meals would go there, and they usually would have a pet, and what they do, the first thing they do is they'd open up the meal that was done, and then they would start giving the dog or the cat what food was just delivered to them.
Because they're concerned about that.
And Meals on Wheels said, wait, we have to figure out something on here. Like, that's not how it was supposed to be. So what they did is they worked out that they have things where they can deliver food for the dog and stuff like that. Like, you know, they have, like, a little thing people can donate, you know, dog food or cat food or something like that, because you just don't want to be taking the food that they should be eating and then giving it to the dog. It's just that, you know, there's, oh, let the dog have this or something along that. Even though I know they've had things in having dogs in a hospital. Okay, you know, a lot of times little children that might have been, I mean, in chemotherapy or something like that, that even though, like, with their resistance and all, but again, this is all stuff that, you know, is taken into consideration about having, like, the dogs there. But that's probably, like, the last thing that a child would think, that all of a sudden they'd be there, and then they'd see a dog, come in, whether large or small, and then that would be something that,
just,
you know,
changes your whole demeanor.
It just, like, oh my gosh, like, look at that.
I do remember when we first started to have pet therapy, even before we had a dog in the nursing home, we would have I think it was the local animal shelter that would come, mm-hmm. and they would bring different kinds of pets, and they would bring these great big,
it's like a Penny's, hairy, like a party,
guinea pigs.
Yes,
and
yes.
Put that, animal on someone's lap who's generally unresponsive to outside stimulus. All of a sudden, they're petting, the animal. There's a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And there's a whole
great
change.
Great neutralizer.
There's a whole change in, their demeanor and their you could see that it changed their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It boosts your emotion, your endorphin, and makes you feel better. So,
I know we mentioned about Alzheimer's patients, but also they said that pet therapy is also there's a syndrome called the sundowner syndrome, where there's increased agitation, for people who are afflicted with Alzheimer's disease, and what they found is that animals, nonverbal communication and just their soothing effect is very helpful for that. Okay, sundown. That's where the
The time of the day when someone is tired or they become more distracted and more agitated. We see that with the Alzheimer's patients.
Yeah. And we have, all right, let me see. I think we have, I believe we have a caller on the line. Could you please let us know who's calling? Welcome to Health Matters.
Hi, good morning. This is Susan Barron with the Warwick Valley Humane Society.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much. Say hello to my wife, Ann Feller. She's in the studio with me.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
I believe I met you speaking one time at the Rotary Club, at the Rotary Club.
Yes, possibly.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
You're great. Really, thank you so much for being on our show. I just wanted to, as we know, April 30th is Adapt a Animal Shelter Pet. And our program, we were talking about the benefits of having a dog. And I thought maybe you could chime in a little bit about, I know we're preaching to the choir, but maybe just like add a little bit more as to the benefits of having a pet.
Absolutely. There's so many. One of the first things that came to my attention, we get a lot of pets that are given up because of allergies, childhood allergies in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there was a study done by the University of Wisconsin-Madison by a pediatrician, several studies actually, that show that the earlier children are exposed to animals, the less risk of allergies and asthma.
I couldn't believe that. I thought I was reading it incorrectly.
Did you read the study?
Yes.
Exactly. And that they end up with a stronger immune system overall. If you remember, back in the day, we used to play in the dirt.
I remember. Yes, yes.
We used to wash our hands after, but still, we were playing in the dirt. That was okay. And then, of course, for a pet caregiver, we all know, we've heard it over and over again, it lowers blood pressure, it lowers cholesterol and triglyceride levels, which then ultimately reduces your chances of a heart attack. But also, I found out that it also there's a better recovery rate from a heart attack. So we know that it reduces stress levels. It helps with anxiety. People that walk dogs are less likely to be extremely overweight because you have activity with your pet.
My wife, Ann, called it your own personal trainer.
That's exactly right. And also you have the idea of socialization as well, because you meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you meet them online, whether you meet them at parks, going to training classes, chatting on the phone, you're talking about your animals. Facebook is loaded with people pictures of their pets and their stories.
That's so true.
It's so comical. I know, like, Facebook, it is what it is. It's there, and that's what we have to say. And I know someone was saying, you've seen all the little multitude of the videos that are there. Funniest Home Videos, but with the pets. There's always some pet that's there.
When people post a picture of a pet and they say, this is, definitely will make you smile. It's so true.
It's true.
Yes.
And, emotionally and mentally, how uplifting it is to have a pet, because you've got the unconditional love.
Yep.
You've got the companionship.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so, it gives you a sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we have to realize, and I've come across this a few times, is that we are their caregivers and they rely on us for their care.
Yes.
And being an owner of a pet has a responsibility to it. It's not all about the human being and what the human being gets. It's also about meeting the needs of the pet. And there have been several instances where people will get long-haired animals that require grooming and neglect that grooming for whatever reason, whether they've overlooked it, whether it's inconvenient,
it's
whether they can't pay for it. But that is a need that that animal has. And so it's not always about the person. It is also about the pet. It has to be, you know, people have to realize that there is a responsibility for that.
Responsibility and a long-time commitment. Okay?
Yeah,
no,
this
it's so true because whenever we always dog sit our children's dogs, and our one daughter has a little Yorkie.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we're babysitting or dog sitting him,
babysitting.
I have to be sure to brush him. And they also need their faces washed because their eyes tear.
Yes.
So, you know, my sister, who has a Maltese, actually was teaching me how to do
She had to call up. Yeah. And we're nurses and stuff like that. It's not like we're doing a dressing. Okay, we're doing this.
How do I wash the dog's
wound dressing. Look how we do it.
People brush their teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
it's amazing. But this is what they need is good care, you know, not just love. And food and water, of course, but it goes beyond that. And like you said, there are some animals that need those little extras involved.
So, of course, when you're getting a pet, you want to be sure you choose the right pet for you and your ability. Sometimes a senior might not be able to have a pet that requires a lot of grooming. So.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. And I think they make wonderful companions to seniors because senior citizens tend to stay to themselves. Mm-hmm. They may be housebound. This gives them something like a sense of purpose, obviously. But they need also the help of another human being in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we hope that family members step up, friends step in, so that they can have a companion.
Mm-hmm.
But have the help in caring for that companion.
Right.
Susan, would you be able to tell a little bit more as far as, like, you know, the process of adopting a pet? Like, is there any kind of screening in the context? Just would you say, like you let them know that this dog would require a little more walking or this dog needs to be more groomed? Or how does it actually work? The worst thing in the world is to adopt a pet and then bring the pet back. But can you give us some you know, guidelines on that, for parameters?
Well, yes, we do have an application or what we call a questionnaire. And we ask these questions so we can best match the pet for you. We've had people come in that have no grooming experience and they want the Persian cat that must go to the groomer like every 2 months.
Mm.
You know, so that's not going to be a great match if they can't afford it. You know, grooming charges can be anywhere from $40 to $100.
Right,
you know, you have to be able to afford that. There are special needs animals. We happen to have a little Yorkie here who has luxating patellas, and so therefore he's going to need joint supplements.
Right.
Are you able to afford to keep him up on joint supplements?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little blind chihuahua that needs to be on eye medication for the rest of his life.
Mm.
So we have, you know, animals that have to be on special diets because of their gastrointestinal system can't handle regular food, so they need prescription diet food. So this helps us when people fill out this application, if they tell us the honest-to-God truth when they do so, that we would make a good match for them.
And it's important not only for the pet, but for the owner.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. People have to know their limitations, too. What they want to deal with, what they don't want to deal with, what they were willing to take on, what they're not, whether a pet is housebroken or not housebroken and needs training. You know, it's remember, we have basically unwanted animals here at the shelter, and they're unwanted usually not through the fault of their own.
Mm-hmm.
They have been let down by human beings, and that is whether it's the puppy that never received any training and is a silly two-year-old, or is it the, you know, little Yorkie that isn't housebroken because, you know, they went on wee-wee pads and that's how we liked it, but now we changed our floors.
We don't want him anymore.
So usually these animals end up here because people have somehow failed them.
Okay, you listen to Health Matters. Susan, could you stay on for a second? We just want to have a quick break. And when we come back, we're talking to Susan Brown from the Warwick Humane Society. You listen to Health Matters.
A&T Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. A&T Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, A&T Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Rob Loferese. Tune into my show Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and ask Rob for the right advice on how to buy or sell your car or home and keep more money in your pocket right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is Wayne Patterson of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and host of The Real Estate Show, heard every Monday at 10 a.m. where you can learn how to buy and sell properties on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Feeling all right. Susan, would you say that we have Susan Barron, who is the president of the Warwick Humane Society, on the line with us. But that song, Feeling All Right, isn't that the kind of song you'd like to be walking a dog with that music playing in your ear? All our guests, do you like that song, Feeling All Right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great song.
All right. I have to add, we'll keep so far. We're at 100%.
Right.
Every time we've ever guest on.
We're changing our song.
You like it. So you were talking to us about the importance of matching the right family with the right dog, and also how dogs have been let down, that the dogs that are there were not any problem of their own, but actually for their owners. Could you continue on that line?
Sure. Yeah, I was just saying that, people have failed them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be unwanted at the Humane Society. Stray dogs are basically unclaimed stray dogs. They got loose from the house. People have technically abandoned them because they're not looking for them.
Right.
And, we don't have wild dogs in the area.
Right.
So these are pets that somebody had and just don't want back. Maybe this is an easy way out. I don't know. I feel bad for the animals. They have, some of them have a very tough time adjusting here. But we have people that, move. They have to move and they can't take their pet with them. Again, through no fault of their own,
right,
the pet ends up homeless.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a sad state of affairs that the shelter will always be at full capacity, unfortunately. But we have wonderful people looking for pets, looking to adopt instead of buying, which, of course, we promote. You don't have to shop. You can adopt. And we have,
I like that.
Yes. And, we've got as many purebreds as we have, mixes. So, as a matter of fact,
nothing wrong with a mutt.
No, I went to the town hall meeting last week and brought one of our senior dogs there. She was a black shepherd who has since been adopted, I'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But she walked in, and I actually brought her there because I wanted to dispel the myth that the shelter is only filled with pit bulls. Because,
yes.
I've got the Yorkie, the Chihuahua. I have a Min Pin. We have a Mastiff mix. We can go on. We get the same mix of dogs. But I also wanted to mention that we do have a Seniors for Seniors program,
which we've had
for many, many,
great,
many years.
Great.
And that basically is we would match up a designated senior pet, and that could be a cat that's maybe 8-plus years old, a dog maybe, depending on the size, anywhere from 7 to whatever years old, and we'll match them up with a senior citizen, and we waive the adoption fee.
Oh, boy.
And, the plan, of course, is to not only get companionship for the senior citizen, the human being, but also for the animal as well.
Good, good. Can I ask you, do you provide training for new pet owners, or do you help them and find someone in the community to help them?
Yes, we have. Well, some of our dogs are right now in training. They're getting a little bit of leash manners. As I said, when they're unwanted, that's pretty much human failure. So they come to us, unfortunately, not with a blank slate, but sometimes with behaviors that need to be
curbed.
Yes, shall we say. We'll end up either explaining to people, we always recommend training a dog.
Yes.
It is so important because you open up a line of communication with your pet. You're speaking Greek, and they understand Japanese, and it ain't going to work. So when you go to training, you're opening up that line of communication with your pet.
Right, right.
And, we know that dogs can understand up to 500 words.
Wow.
So they really just need the basics,
Yeah, but my father's dog knew two languages, Italian and English.
Yes. And that happens. It's funny you say that because we once picked up a dog. He was abandoned, unfortunately, but he was wearing a tag. And it turned out his owners were Spanish. So after having this dog for 2 weeks and not being able to communicate with him, we decided to try a couple of little Spanish words. And sure enough,
it worked.
Oh,
he knew it.
That's it.
But imagine being a dog, being like at a total disadvantage. You don't know these new people. You don't know the house you're going to. You know, it's overwhelming, even for cats. Cats are so sensitive. Well,
they're very
sensitive creatures. Mm-hmm. And so we try to explain to people they need a safe room. They need a safe place when they first get there so that they have a chance to adjust to a new home. That, to me, is the critical period. Some people do really expect the pet to just pick the pet up, bring it home, and instant pet.
I remember getting a pet that my daughter, I think, brought home because somebody had pet cats in their, I don't know, maybe one of their cats had kittens or something.
Okay.
But the cat stayed under the bed for
like
2 days or
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. That is not unusual at all. That's why we call a safe room, a small safe room.
I know, like, just to share this experience, Susan, we did Snowy was our dog that we did at the animal shelter at the in Rockland County, Pomona.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it was just like a heart-wrenching experience. There were so many of them, but the one was trying again. Anyway, we wound up getting Snowy, who was a pure mutt. Anyway, I love telling this story, but anyway, one time back then, dogs, you let the dog out of the house, and that was it. Like,
right.
It was a lot different than what anyone let.
Right.
It turned out Snowy got in a fight with our neighbor's Rottweiler.
Oh, dear.
And guess what? Advantage Snowy. So I remember my dad had to walk next door and said, gee, Tom, I'm sorry my dog hurt your Rottweiler and all
right.
that stuff. So, and this is like a regular mutt that we had. But,
it was a great dog.
Really, it was just like a lot of joy and stuff that we had. But I just remember that one experience.
Sure.
That you're looking at it. And Snowy was loved to go for a walk and all that stuff. And
well, that's the best thing people can do is to, number one, interact with the animal. I don't know if you guys watch The Cat from Hell, if you've ever caught that TV show.
I've heard about it. I've heard of the guy who teaches it, Pet Echoes. Oh, I'm sorry.
The Cat from Hell man is the man who comes to your house when you have truly a cat from hell that you can't deal with.
I might have seen a little snip of that one time.
But you know, it comes down to such basics of interacting with your pet and giving them safety, letting them feel safe. And giving them, providing for them their needs, whether it's a scratching post, whether it's play toys, whether it's a covered litter box that they can get, you know, not next to the furnace that kicks on when they're inside
of it.
They're
there and freak them out.
So it's really from the cat's perspective, and it makes so much sense. But yes, interacting with your pet is very important, and so we certainly know that it's not only good for people and their health, but it's absolutely good for these animals.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, we domesticated them. Mm-hmm. Thousands of years ago.
That's right.
That's right.
So we take on, it's our responsibility now.
Our responsibility.
Susan, sure. I'm looking at the time. It's moving quickly. Is there a golf outing that's going on?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Do you mind saying a few words on that?
Thank you so much. Yes. Joanne from the Foot Spa and Tea Bar here in town, who, by the way, that's fabulous for your health. Reflexology is wonderful for your health.
Yes.
Is hosting a golf outing for us, which is our first one ever. Mm-hmm. And we're having it at Mansion Ridge in Monroe, which I understand is a gorgeous golf course. And it's only $130 to play the course, includes a light breakfast and lunch. And I guess when you go to these golf outings, they have all these prizes and whatnot. And Leo Cades is donating a Ford Fusion 2016 for that hole in one.
Oh, for that hole in one. Oh, but make sure someone's watching. I mean, we did that.
Yeah,
someone's got
to
be sitting at the hole to make sure there's no collusion. Oh, yeah, he got it in.
We're aware of that as well. But also, we'd like to invite the public. Apparently, we can have people come and just have lunch with us for $30.
Oh,
and of course, it's a donation to the animal shelter here in Warwick.
What a wonderful cause. That sounds so great.
That sounds like a great day.
Yes, it does. And hopefully we pray for good weather, you know, see what happens. We're excited.
Very good. That'll be terrific.
Each of we've had people, so many businesses have been wonderful in sponsoring each hole. So they'll have their cards displayed at the hole. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have our pet pictures displayed on each hole as well. So we'll be promoting adoption as well as trying to raise some desperate money here.
Yes. Susan, thank you so much for joining us on Health Matters. You've been wonderful. And I really, very informative and the golf outing and all the great stuff that you're doing. And it is important. And people forget about that. I know the commercials that they have on TV, they say, oh, I can't look at that. I can't look at that.
I can't look at it.
They always change the channel. They don't realize
it.
It's very hard. And as much as you think you're a big, tough kind of guy, it can be hard. But thank you again, Susan. We're out of time, but listen to Health Matters. We're at Health Matters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate being on.
Good luck with your your
with
work.
Everything.
Yeah. With everything. So thank you.
Enjoy the golf outing.
So
it's okay. A lot of fun.
Bye-bye, guys.
Okay, well, that's it. To you, family and friends, stay healthy. Why? Because your health matters.